Hello and happy August, everybody. My name is Pete Berg, and this is the Painted Black Podcast. Hope everyone's summer is going good. It's winding down, and let's see who's joining me today. We got professional co-host Brian Katz.
I'm back again.
We got the hypothetical man, Lou Figueroa.
What's up, people?
And we got our human sound effects machine, Lippy.
Oh!
That was...
No, DR!
Lou,
yeah.
Lou, show them how it's done.
That's like Chewy coming.
It's the best Chewy in the biz, all right? So we should probably talk about what just happened outside.
Yeah.
We's found a hell beast.
His name is Maurice.
Bigger than my penis.
Probably be more.
I mean, that's not.
It's more ferocious than your penis.
It was only like 3 inches. I'm Asian, so it was, you know, not much of a contest.
We found the king of all fucking spiders.
The king of all spiders. That was a fucking god spider.
It was too big to kill. We had to catch him. I got to find another big beast to fight with.
You're going to need a chipmunk or a squirrel.
Haha, you're suffering in a jar right now, bitch.
That thing is nasty, dude.
It's waiting. It's lying in wait. Now I'm training. I'm going to feed it.
Now that you have it in a jar, what is your...
end game?
What is your plan?
I got to find another beast to make it fight.
So you're going to keep that thing in a jar in your living room.
This is Thunderdome!
I got a suggestion. You get yourself a white robe and like a leaf crown.
Yeah. Are you not entertained?
Get a model.
I'll come to that bitch like Caesar waving my hand.
Exactly. One man leaves.
Get a model of the Colosseum. I'll stand by and do the music.
Two men enter, one man leave. Two men enter, one man leave.
And then just feel my joke
was stolen. Yeah.
Thumb up or thumb down.
When the spider wins or loses, then you... sent to the death. Thumb down.
Excellent.
All right, let's kick it off. Let's do some news stuff here. Do we have a soundbite for that?
Yeah.
Stupid people that aren't stupid enough to be stupid people.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Painted Black Studios, here is the news.
Love it. I gotta do like...
That's my version.
I'm just interrupting the news part, but just to let you know that New York was rated number 4 for top pizza, and San Diego was number 1.
What?
And then San Francisco was number 2.
This was pulled by the haters.
Yeah.
So the Moe's make the best pizza, just to let you know.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
The Moe's.
They're number 1?
Number 1.
Jesus Christ.
Just to go out and get some pizza, and then they're just
we'll
all
just
like,
put an avocado
nice
on it.
Young Beaujolais with the boy.
I don't buy it.
That wasn't the right
stuff. I don't buy it.
It actually came out today. This is the only reason why I'm actually
informed. Oh, shit. I was at the gym today, and on the TV, they didn't have the volume, but I could see on the bottom it said, like, tweet us, what do you think is the best pizza?
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Damn straight it is. So New York pizza is the best.
San Francisco
according
angel.
According to what Lippy called them, the Moe's are saying about the pizza
most
in San Fran.
Christ. Should I play that again?
Yeah. No, the other one.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
The other
just
one.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boys.
I was looking for Boom Yummy.
Oh, Boom.
Boom Yummy.
That happened very organically, Lou.
We're not going into a sound effect circle jerk here, all right? We got news to cover.
Yeah, San Francisco can hold on to that. Yeah.
Dude, you need to give
slot
me like a sign like the steel second. Like, just
well,
give me like a...
What's the sign for Boom Yummy? Like,
he just
like
did it.
Bro, it's, no, it's like...
It's jazz hands, ass slap.
Okay. All right, well,
Boom Yummy.
How about this? The Mexicans thought the pizza was too hot and said...
Oh, God damn it. You got to give me a second. They said,
No, the Three Amigo one, right?
They were all like,
BAM! Peanut butter and jam!
There's a lot of
I know, we're just going
clips
up
going
on. Wait, I got one more. Oh, I actually got it.
Mexicans must love peanut butter.
I like it.
We are well prepared here.
I know. We're fucking morons.
Modern problems, Chevy Chase. You heard the lyric.
All right. Lou was nice enough to send me this one. Mm-hmm. I'm recently single, so it's kind of interesting to see what your options are out there. Of course, you got your Match.com and your eHarmonies. But this is a
J-Date.
List. This is an interesting list of dating sites that might be catering to the more specific tastes. And I thought I'd read these off and have you guys kind of weigh in on what kind of people you think go to them. And yeah, mm-hmm. Let's start it off. First one, glutenfreesingles.com.
I like you, and I want you.
Has the gluten issue become so bad that we need a gluten dating site?
I think it's bad enough they gotta like label it on the menu. Everyone's like, gluten-free menu.
Because you know it's bullshit, right?
I mean, it's probably obnoxious to have to eat gluten-free, so it's like, let's just skip a couple of steps here.
And if you actually look up gluten and all that stuff, it's like healthy for children, healthy for brain development, healthy for this.
Bullshit.
Unhealthy for fun.
It's like, yeah, it's like people who buy organic or
how can
juice.
You eat enriched flour bread? You mean white bread?
Yeah, it's these people who do like the what do you call it? Like juice cleanses and shit. Oh, it's getting rid of toxins. All the toxins. What fucking toxins? Name a toxin.
I'm gonna shove vinegar up my ass and be toxin free.
I thought it was for people who have an allergy.
Gluten allergy is like. I don't believe
one in 100
because there's no way this thing has come about in the past.
It's for
year.
People who are smug.
And then the vegans were like, "Well, I'm gonna fucking get on this wagon."
It's anybody who's pretentious. Yeah. It's like I have a peanut allergy and a gluten allergy, and I can't be near it.
And I use way too much anti
and I need
sanitizer.
I'm gonna have a nice wheatgrass.
Yeah, I need to take my dog on the flight because it helps with my anxiety.
Wheat vomit.
Okay, next dating site: Equestrian Cupid.
Do they have like,
is that like a
sex
horse
with horses?
Dating site?
Like,
yes, people who ride horses. I say that one to get to
like
the next
ride
one.
Horses. Like
no, not horse fuckers. Not horse fuckers. I know where your brain's at. My favorite is the next one, clowndating.com.
That one looks disturbing.
You should see the cover photo for this. It's everybody loves a clown. Let a clown love you.
It works well for women because they could just hide their ugly ass looks.
Well, I'm
hurry.
We got hot sauce passions.
It's black.
No.
The two people on
Mexican Taco Bell, man.
The two
fire
people
sauce.
On the well, the guy in the cover photo looks like Tony Paris from Blue Movie.
Hot sauce passion?
Yeah. Next we have Amish online dating. That doesn't sound like it should work.
No. Because they're not allowed to go online.
As zero hits.
Right.
Satan goes online.
That's a new one. We got Meet an Inmate.
Oh no. That's old people a lot of girls like doing that shit.
Well now it's on the internet.
Well, speaking of women being horrible, Millionaire Match.
You're like, hey, you got
that's,
money.
Again, that's old school. We don't need a website for it.
Well, this one, I think, is specifically for millionaires who want other millionaires, not gold diggers.
Here's
why you got to ruin it.
I got the worst one here.
No, they're gold diggers, period. They want millionaires.
The worst one by far is Darwin dating.
Like, yes. Like pretentious people who are just like, there is no God.
It's a site that claims it's for beautiful people only. Meaning that it's exclusively for, quote, evolutionary.
What's the consequence if you join up and you're not fucking beautiful?
They kick you out.
Because according to the letter of evolution that, like, you evolve to beauty. What if you evolve
you sign
to, like,
up.
Some ugly
this
ass
sounds like the most boringest website. Yeah. It's like, I'm good looking. So am I.
Matt Damon.
Pretty much you sign up and they have other users rank you to see if you're
that's
worthy.
That's called hotornot.com.
Yeah, well, it's moved on. How about this weird ass one?
Okay.
Save that one. We're going to need it. How about Furry Mate? You guys know about the furries?
Like it.
Like hamster down tube.
I mean, no. These are the people who like...
Oh, man. Look at that rabbit.
People in animal costumes?
Yes.
Like big teddy bear costumes? Mm-hmm.
I would not be opposed to banging a chick while I'm in a teddy bear costume.
Well, How about this weird-ass one?
Sweating balls.
Here's
lube, man.
Here's the
lube.
weirdest one I've ever heard. Sea Captain Date. For when you really need to date a sea captain.
For the girls who really like semen.
The worst name.
It's like getting sucked off by an angel.
The worst
our
name
quote.
For a website here. Personals.com.
This one's creepy.
For cat people?
Cat people.
It is creepy.
Just like, being a cat person is creepy.
The picture is a guy getting a little too
you ever
close
see
to
those stickers
cat?
On the back of license plates that's like, I'm a cat person. It's like, well, I'm going to avoid you.
Yeah, I'm going to steer clear. Yeah. How about this one? Mullet passions.
Yeah, banned since 1980.
Or the way creepier, diaper mates.
What the fuck is
you
diaper
you know what,
mate?
Though?
People who
it,
enjoy
it is,
adult
I would like to,
baby
I would,
fetishes.
But I would like to bang and shit at the same time.
It's
sometimes.
A creepy...
what?
The picture... The picture on this site is a pretty blonde girl bent over sucking a lollipop, wearing a diaper.
She is hot, though.
She's hot.
She's in a diaper. That thing's filled with shit.
You don't know that.
I am officially
that is officially the end of the
day. Yeah. You don't know
like
that.
If I take off the diaper and I'm just like, oh, look,
do
this
not
puss.
Pass go.
And you're just like,
do not collect
$200. So after you bang her, baby's going to need a powdering.
Yeah.
So where's the
baby?
Where's the diaper genie in all this scenario?
Is this a diaper genie?
Comes with the date. The obvious women behind bars. That's kind of boring.
Right. No, that's sexy.
Kind
of
sexy, man.
Fuck yeah, they can.
Have you been watching Orange?
You know they're
not going to
be calling
yeah,
you all the time.
Black. Yo, you killed someone and you got big titties.
Have you seen the women on that show? They're creepy as fuck.
Creepy.
Except for Laura Prepon.
That's
and the
most safest environment.
Yeah. The main character is hot.
Yeah, but everyone she's in with is horrible.
It's like
I'm not looking to bang everyone else she's with.
It's like fucking a caged animal, man. Yeah.
You
I'm
guys,
about that side. I'm about to go on that side.
That's like putting my dick in the Sarlacc.
You're watching the wrong shows. You should be watching like Scared Straight Women version.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not going to want to bang.
Look, I don't want the 300-pound fucking like Boricua.
That's
I want
it.
The fucking...
That's say yes to the BBW dress.
You think the hot frail girls murdered anybody?
Yeah. Brian's looking to date what's-her-face.
Date?
Casey
no.
Anthony or something.
Yeah. I fucking throw the fucking... The,
at least I know there'll dick. Be no children in that situation.
Yeah, it's yeah. like I'm definitely wrapping up.
First of all,
it's like I'm sure she'll take care of it. I have their coat hanger.
Too soon.
The hot ones are somebody's bitch already.
Yeah, they already got it, boss.
I'm talking about what are they going to do to me? I'm not in jail. I'll never be in their jail.
Plus,
okay, wait.
Let's, chicks like to shove large things in people's large holes that don't like obtain large things.
Do you have domestic problems? What are you talking about?
No. That's an exit only. Like,
let's keep moving.
Seems to be your boggle.
My boggle.
We got a few more of these to go. So
at least
here,
I didn't do
here's the one that pisses me off the worst. Going back to what we were saying, singles with food allergies, and on the main page,
that's a gay side.
Are you? I can't smell peanuts.
You can actually pick what you want here. Are you allergic to wheat, milk, eggs, gluten, peanuts, tree nuts,
fun,
fish, soy, yeah. shellfish, dick? Whatever.
I'm allergic to a bitch like you, man. Yeah. I need a fucking like
here's
trailer
one.
Trash.
Okay,
shit.
I got one for Lippy here. Ready?
Big
my free implants.
Oh.
Is a place where wealthy men can donate money for females to get breast implants.
Like I'm not going to donate the money, but I'll definitely bang the chicks with implants.
And then you get to bang them.
If I had vast amount of money, my charity be that.
I mean, how large are these implants that we're talking about?
The girl here is clearly a D cup at least.
No. I'm talking like absurd.
I know. You got weird issues.
Like, you know how like guys give
is
like,
it bigger than a dinner plate?
I guess if you're willing to put the
money
in. The
nipple or the titty?
The titty. No, the nipple is only like a chafing dish. No, that's bigger than
what the hell
is
a chafing dish?
You
like
all
those,
in
you know
Radio Land can look that shit up. Google it.
Everyone knows what a chafing dish is.
Libby owns a dinette set.
That's not where a chafing dish goes.
I'm talking about like teacup-sized nipples followed by chafing dish-sized titties.
Yo, I'm willing to donate to put tits on a chick's back.
He wants
back
titties.
I am
weird
so
titties.
Down with that. Yes. So that it's like every view is titty.
I love doggy style, but there's something missing.
You know what? It's like you need them for dancing.
Can I have titties on her head it's too? Like, is there a donation for that?
Well, then you definitely won't like this next one. Conservative dating site.
No,
it's so conservative that it's called conservative dating site.
They should call it like throughthesheet.com.
Yeah.
Now, Red State.
Pull up your ugly sound effect here, because the opposite of the Darwin dating is theuglyball.com.
One ugly motherfucker.
Where's the Howard Stern sound for that? Ooh,
I've got an interesting question. Because
this is a dating site for ugly people.
So, if you're too hot, do they throw you out?
I hope so. You should see the trolls on the cover here. Look at
these
people.
They do.
If you're on the site, do you know you're ugly? Or are you just kind of like pitching in the dark?
I think you have to admit.
The chicks.
Damn, I broke too many fucking mirrors.
The bright sign of Ugly Ball is you may be able to go on there and just find a chick with low self-esteem who's actually probably like a 6 or 7.
And all the high school dudes are going to that like, dude, we're getting laid.
Yeah.
Like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. We're going to score.
All right, we're going to leave it off with that one. That's the funniest one.
Thank you, low self-esteem bitches.
Oh, Rodney.
And Rodney.
I got a lot of balls.
No respect.
All right, let's get into a real news story now. Let's talk about...
That was real. That was very real.
That was a list of things that are amusing.
I'm talking federally real.
I'm more informed now.
Like Obama would know about that.
Now I know if I want to fuck a clown, I have a resource.
Don't forget
and a steady supply of
cotton candy.
As the only single man at the table right now, I will sign up for each and every one of these, and I will go on a date from each of these sites.
Wow, that's a challenge.
No, you want to why? Because you got to spend so much money on accoutrements.
I'll do one a week.
That's only J date.
That's J date knee harmony. Horse. You got to spend money.
You got to get a cat.
No, there's very specific things. He's right. Like, I need to buy grease paint, a furry suit, preferably a squirrel or something.
No, a red honky nose.
I got to buy a cat.
You're proficient with Photoshop.
This is true.
You don't need all that shit.
But what if the date goes well, Lou?
Some makeup to uglify yourself.
Or to prettify myself. I'm like a solid in the middle.
You know what?
I actually know a guy who makes furry suits.
It's his passion.
I worked with him back at the record store.
His poke and he in the showed whiskers. Me
these photos of his furry suit. I'm just like, oh no, oh no! Like, it really is whiskers.
Can he make me
actual whiskers?
Like a very comfortable, like one that breathes, like with some exhaust fans, like a gummy bear suit.
It's a Sam Squanch. A gummy bear suit, like the dings of soda pop, like boing, boing,
bounces around. Bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
It will look good, but it will not breathe.
It will not breathe. Fair enough.
You can probably get a trap door in there. All
right. Which story would you guys like to hear? We got some thieves with a heart of gold. We got a cardboard cutout cop that's making a difference. We got a guy who's obsessed with Legos.
I love Legos.
Love them.
All right, we got this guy, and I'm going to butcher this last name, Thomas Langenbach. This guy loves Legos, and he has a high-profile tech job in Silicon Valley, and he is now arrested for stealing thousands of dollars worth of Legos from a Target. From Target.
He must have stolen every Lego in the Target.
What he would do is he would go into the store, and he had being a tech job and all, he had pre-printed barcodes that, when scanned, would reduce the price by about 90%.
Sounds like a genius to me. He should have a job.
That's why he's not in stupid people, Lippy.
He's in the news.
The crime is stupid. The method is genius.
Fucking genius.
Certainly. You know what else is genius?
My boggle.
You just felt like playing the boggle.
Yeah.
What's your Lego? My Lego.
My Lego.
So this guy was able to fool Target stores with his own barcodes. They found him, they caught on and found him in his $2 million home, I should add.
Why was he fucking like courtesy Legos of Target $2 million home?
What's that?
Was it like courtesy of Target $2 million home or like courtesy
no,
of Lego?
No, he has a good job.
Expensive Legos are nowadays, where millionaires are trying to cheat the system to get more Legos.
I would build my house out of Legos. It's probably better than bricks. The Big Bad Wolf would not blow my Lego house down.
You fucking unbuild it.
That's better than the bricks.
You can turn it into a car in a snap. Zing!
All right, so this guy would jack Legos using this pretty genius system. He made off with more than 30 grand worth of Legos.
Legos, holy shit.
Pretty good. When they found him, they found 8 Ziploc baggies containing barcode stickers.
Marijuana.
And then at his home, they found, quote, many, many sets of Legos that he had built. Very specific. And, he was also flipping Legos.
I'm still contemplating about building this house out of Legos. It seems sturdy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sturdy?
You need like.
Have you ever really broken like a Lego block that's made out of like a bunch of little Legos?
Once it's together,
it's like a brick.
You can't.
Yeah,
fuck it up.
Bro, you fucking trip into a wall, you're knocking your house down.
No, that's Duplo, not Lego. Yeah.
Don't throw that Mega Block shit at us.
I mean, it's easy, I guess, to like expand. All you need to do is get a bigger green bottom. It's like, I would like to order a 3-acre green bottom. I'm going to really expand my home, you know?
I'm going for that Technic series now.
Well, he was flipping Legos on eBay with a 99.9% positive rating.
Yo, excellent.
Good on him.
You want some Legos, bro? I got this fucking inside.
I got the good shit. What do you want? You want a Harry Potter Hogwarts playset? You want an X-Wing fighter?
A Star Wars playset.
Look, man, I got the Minas Tirith Lord of the Rings set. On the DL.
I'm still contemplating building my house out of Legos at this point.
You really want it?
Yeah, I do.
We're going to find Lippy in the woods like a month from now, living in a Lego
You're going
to
have a fucking square house made of Legos.
Dripping rain. They know how to make round by now.
You... Please. Legos. They're not water soluble, bro. They're fucking...
Exactly.
Any type of weather... The big bad wolf will get right in your shit. What are you talking about?
Legos are sturdy.
Legos are sturdy.
How many times have you had Legos as a kid?
You're talking about
you bumped your castle and
was
like
tiny little
tipping, fell over, and then all of a sudden you were like, "Well, I have a lot of pieces now."
They built a fucking theme park in California over this
all stuff. Out of Legos.
Legoland, yeah. Man. Look it up.
The outside is plastic. The inside is real concrete.
It's like Lego crossed with Lego and super glue.
A little super glue.
I think you let your childish imaginations run wild.
Don't
there.
Ruin my dreams.
All the tracks, they're made of Legos to the roller coaster. I swear to God, the whole place is made of Legos. And you're just like really fooling yourself because it's like there's no way that could be possible.
You know how pissed off the Mason Society is going to be?
We're going to experiment with this.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to build
Lippy's House 2014.
All right. And you're going to build this. And then Brian's going to come.
I'm going to have someone build
huff and puff and try to blow your house down.
I'm going to tip it. It's like, I'll lift it up.
He's nothing but hot air. He can't blow my house down.
I know.
Your house, is that a house?
It will be a house.
Let's have a fucking really pointy plastic house.
It's going to be a humble abode made out of Lego.
It sounds cozy.
Bro, it's not going to be humble. It's going to be an abode.
And it's going to be efficient. Like green efficient, because they're all going to be green Legos.
How are you going to do the plumbing?
I don't know.
Legos. The Legos.
How about the electric?
We're going to hollow out a bunch of Legos and then just, you know, hopefully it works out.
Or something like that.
Okay.
I could build a car out of Legos. I could build a fucking house out of Legos.
Bro, you're going to need all type of adapters for any electronic device you have.
Made by Lego.
Everything's square.
I bet Lego will sponsor me if I call them and be like, yeah, I'm about to build this house. They're going to be like, well, we'd like you to prove everyone else wrong.
Here's what they would say. Okay, do you have an engineering degree?
Do you have money?
Do you have any proof that this will ever get done?
I'll be like, I have money.
You know, we have guys who do this professionally.
Money. Money.
Not enough.
Dollar bills.
Not enough.
Dollar bill, y'all. And they're going to be like, yo, I'm going to fucking finance your house.
All right, next story. All
right. The Lego dream has ended.
My dream is not.
What do we want? Cardboard cop or thieves with a heart of gold?
Thieves.
I'll go with thieves.
I take you to Southern California, where a group of thieves broke into a San Bernardino County sexual assault services building and took several computers.
May I ask, what is a sexual assault services building?
Probably, you know, counseling. And
we're looking for hidden porn. Give me your computer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You think the sexual assault building does have that one person that's like, I'm going to look at xhamster.com and find some
I like you, and I want you.
The ominous music in the back of that makes you seem like the creepy guy.
Are you the creepy guy if you fucking, you're working
look,
at like a sexual
You're missing
place?
The point of the story. Let's keep moving here, and you'll get the good part here. Where the next day, 4:30 a.m., somebody shows up to work and found a shopping cart in front of the door with every stolen computer in it and a note tucked inside that said,
"We're sorry."
Said, "We had no idea what we were taking. Here's your stuff back. We hope that you guys can continue to make a difference in people's lives. God bless."
Pretty awesome. You know, we do a lot of negative news. It's nice to see something good.
I want to point something out, though.
Is that really?
These fuckers stole computers.
Is that good?
Like, you're getting this note back of like, please keep changing lives, and you're like, you fucking broke into my place and stole my shit.
It's like, here's your computers. By the way, we filled your entire hard drive with pornography. Yeah.
Children.
It was like the Grinch stole Christmas. They're like, oh, they're still treating people without computers or iPads.
This is a Grinch story.
Yes.
And the thieves' heart grew three sizes that day.
And they slid down the mountain and he's like, here's your computers full of child pornography.
And a can of roast beast.
Yo, this
enjoy
is a
the
story.
Virus.
This is a good story.
It's heartwarming.
I know. It's kind of heartwarming.
Computer hurt
in a horrible way.
They're basically Robin Hoods. Modern day Robin Hoods.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. They didn't give it to the poor.
They stole from the poor and gave back to the poor.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, sorry.
They gave
didn't realize
to the
you
poor.
People fucking loaded these computers up with terrible things.
They gave to the poor.
I think you
right?
guys,
they actually saw what was on the computer.
You guys
like,
really
we
ran.
Don't want this.
Real quick, you guys really ran with this idea that they turbo loaded it with porn. That's nowhere in the story. That's not here.
It was already there because it's.
I don't believe
assault.
You read the fine print.
I know that they didn't turbo load it. They saw it was on it and they were like, ew.
Yeah.
It's all like sexual abuse stories.
It's like, yo, bro, hand me one of those 2,000 posters we stole. Let's put a note and say, oh, we made a mistake. Sorry. You could have your awful computers back.
Oh.
What the note should have said is your computers are bummers.
Oh my.
Take them back.
No.
This shit's a Pentium 3.
This is a good story.
It is a good story. I'm on Lou's side here.
Yeah.
So let's go to the next one. Let's talk Cardboard Cop. This is an actual thing going on in Massachusetts, Cambridge specifically, that shows how stupid criminals can actually be, because they have saved $200,000 worth of stolen bikes by putting a simple cardboard cutout of a cop near a bike rack.
Only you could prevent forest fires.
The thieves apparently walk up to the bike rack, take a quick glance, see the cardboard cutout, and they're out of there.
Like that. Like, they can't handle it. It's too real.
We have too much fun with the sound effects, seriously.
You know what they did? They actually thought that was a real guy.
Yeah, I figured. They were like, oh, cardboard! Ah!
So here's where the money
sits. He's not moving, which means he's watching us.
What they're saying is that the thieves really do take a really quick glance and to see somebody standing over the bikes and walk away. Like, they don't even... They're trying.
It's a Schwinn.
They're trying to be on the... It's fucking Huffy.
Huffy.
They're actually on the prowl, but they're trying to be on the down low, so if they see a figure, they'll walk away. And they said that this is actually saving them a fortune, because it would cost them $200,000 a year to have an officer posted up by every bike rack.
Were you
in
about
the city.
To sneeze fucking... in the microphone, no, or did you have something to say?
I was about to be like, how
it's not a single cop.
Oh, all right.
I'm talking multiple bike racks.
All right. I was going to say, Jesus Christ.
They're
he's
not the most...
city.
He's actually a long-term relationship cop.
I was like, what city is this? I'm going to become a cop and make fucking six figures.
And be replaced by a cardboard cutout.
Yeah. There's only eight cops in that city.
In Cambridge.
I mean, they kind of all can be replaced by a cardboard cutout at this point. All
right, well, that's the news. Let's do some stupid people.
Because those other people were smart.
No, because now you're going to see the meaning of stupid people.
Stupid people.
All right, this first one cracked me up. It's a non-story. There's not a lot here, but... You'll like it. All right. Houston, Harris County. A woman, Diane Harvey, 48 years old, was sentenced to 4 days in jail because she was drunk in public, saw a cop on a horse, walked up to it, and smacked the fuck out of that horse.
Oh.
She was, quote, intoxicated, sitting next to a large cup of beer at about 4:05 p.m. A little early. And that's the whole story.
I love butternuts.
You've got nothing!
She just smacked the fucking horse.
Just yell at the horse, man.
You know what? The only thing I could say in her defense is that those horse cops...
Horse cocks?
Horse cops. Their horse is consistently shitting all over the place, but they are never cleaning up.
She must have been a huge Superman fan.
Explain.
Christopher Reeve got crippled on a horse.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Too soon?
No.
She
must have
been
a
Conan fan where... That scene where he punched.
She loves late night television.
She really likes Blazing Saddles.
Or Blazing Saddles.
She thought she was Mongo.
Mongo! Santa Maria!
All right. You guys didn't give me the reaction I wanted for that one, so we're going to move to the next.
What reaction?
Slapping a horse is funny.
I mean, yeah.
Especially when it's a
I
little...
I made a Superman joke, and I moved on.
You know what?
Of course.
Maybe if it did like a cartoon double take. Like,
Oh, no! You're not going to let her get away with that.
Next story.
Maybe if she kabonged it.
No.
I don't. You can't not do that when you hear that.
Fart man.
Butt man. All right, let's go to Spain.
Spain. That's an actual place?
España. You should go,
Benidorm, Spain.
Benidorm.
Borm. I don't know.
With the running of the bulls.
They recently, you know, they're trying to fix their image after the economy crash over there.
I imagine them to be Spanish.
How could you fix your image through an economy problem?
Well, they're having economic problems, so they decide, hey, we're not doing that bad. We're going to show them we're not doing that bad, and we're going to build this brand new, awesome skyscraper.
Instead of a taco, we make fajita.
Yeah. That's Mexican.
That was the Asian guy making fun of the Mexican people.
Exactly. Spanish. What the fuck accent was that?
Instead of taco, we make a fajita.
That's all Spanish. I thought it was grouped into one category.
I want to go to the...
You should have said a churro.
Oh, no, Wolverine.
If you guys haven't listened to our Wolverine episode, you're missing some good shit with the bear.
The bear is coming back.
All right, so let's keep this going. It was originally designed to be a 20-story tall building. But
that's high to them.
No, I'm getting to it. But after they were like, no, let's keep this shit going. 47 stories. They pushed it to 47 stories.
Jenga.
Which will include 269 homes. But here's the problem. And here's where they fall into
it. They have no business building a building that big in Spain.
And 269 homes houses 1,000 families.
Let me get to it.
Tell the rest of the story in a Spanish accent.
Okay.
Not a Telemundo accent.
They were building the building.
And that's Antonio Banderas.
They said, no, we go bigger. We go bigger.
Hold it, frijoles.
Only problem is, they forgot an important thing.
The bricks.
The bottom.
When they went from 20 to 47 stories, they forgot to include the elevator.
Oh, yeah, I live in a nice 47-story walk-up.
You will all work up the steps.
That's the story. They forgot the fucking elevator.
All right, Javi, let's just knock it down.
But I put so much blood, sweat, and tears and passion into this.
Yeah, he also put a staircase in it. It's dead.
Ooh, foiled again.
Yo, you want to come up to my 47-story walk-up?
What did you say? So we dance the Macarena.
Oh god. Just do every news story in that voice.
Just to let you know, Spain, you're fucking stupid.
I live on the 46th floor, but I trip.
Must suck to move in.
I'm only continuing doing this because Lou is falling off of his chair.
They were figuring Christ. When they ended the construction of the building, they would just have some type of Star Trek teleporter power. Yeah. That's the only... No. Like, I'm sure it's going to happen, right, guys?
We will go from point A to point D with nothing.
Sadly.
How did they get the horse shit up there to build the building? We're like...
Magic. El burro.
We put it on the back of a donkey. Donkey. That's how we do it in Spain.
La cucarachas.
At one point, these people had a great armada. And then they built 47-story buildings without fucking elevators.
This is why their economy's tanking.
Armada, nothing. They got kicked out of the USA real quick by us, the French, and the English.
Bro, you could build a 20-story building with elevators or a 50-story building
with the stairs. A dumbwaiter.
Now, unsurprisingly, all the architects have resigned, and now they're all boned.
It's like, bro, did you leave room for the elevator? I was like, no, homie, I didn't leave room for the elevator.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
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 Oh, my Spanish brothers hate me.
You're like an anti-Semite Spanish dude.
Well, anti-Spanite, I guess.
I hate the Jews, too. No, I'm Jewish.
You guys should know for this next story. This week, I was offered a job, a very... nice job in Florida.
High five.
All right.
I declined it.
Because Florida.
Because it meant have to move to Florida. Mm. And things like this happen.
And all the dumb shit seems to happen in Florida.
Seriously.
Tampa, dumb Florida.
Of course. Edler, you live there.
Shout out.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Does he listen?
Nothing!
Tell him to listen.
I will.
Because I want him to hear.
He's been calling me a lot lately for like auto stuff.
Real a lot lately.
It's like, damn, my tire fell off, man. Can you help me? I'm like,
You're in Tampa.
Yeah.
No.
I'll send you a YouTube video how to change a tire, bitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, here's a link to basic YouTube man shit.
You ever heard of Pinterest?
Pinterest. You can learn how to make some delightful peanut doilies. Butter brownies. And fix a tie.
Peanut butter and jam.
Damn it. Now peanut I gotta do the thing.
It's too late now.
No, it's not.
It's very unorganic.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
Thank you, Phil Collins.
Yeah, watch Trailer Park Boys on Netflix.
They're on
Cheeseburger Walrus, motherfucker?
They're on day 15 of season 8.
All right, let me get back to the story here. All right. This takes us to Tampa. Like I said, at a McDonald's. Highway 301 in Riverview.
You're getting like stereotypical at that point. It's like Tampa, McDonald's.
A man named Muhammad Abukdar.
That doesn't fulfill.
Is this end with a suicide vest?
Hadar. was in the drive-thru lane when a 45-year-old woman named Rebecca Simmons tried to cut in line.
How could you cut in line the drive-thru?
Jihad! Simple. She tried to pull her car up in front of him.
Yeah, but like, don't you order in a certain order, right?
This is before
Well, before that. Right, yes.
So he started shouting at her, shouting profanities. She got out of the car. Now, I don't have the picture in front of me, but she's a heavyset woman.
White Did she woman, fall out of Brian. A fucking roller coaster?
Hopefully at some point she will.
It didn't click.
She got out of her car after cutting him off.
Ugly motherfucker.
And started stabbing the hood of his car with a knife.
I love it.
He then got out of allow the car.
AK-47.
No.
He already had the bomb strapped
to him. Let me finish.
Rubbed the lamp in it.
Let me finish.
Let's get to the end of the story.
You racist motherfuckers.
Because they all have genies in the lamp.
I'm telling you, you're all so wrong about where you're going with this that you all sound so fucking racist.
He hit a butt in his car and the
Wildly racist. He got out of his car. He walked over to her car.
Simsim basalabim.
And tried to take the keys out of the car so she couldn't leave. So what did she do? Stabbed him in the ass.
Right in the bung.
They said it was a $1 million wound, but I haven't seen a penny of that.
She was arrested at the scene, charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and criminal mischief. Damage to his car is about $200.
Piece of shit was he driving? She stabbed his hood off.
It's Tampa. I don't know.
But I'm saying, like,
the same piece of shit that Kathy was driving when Rosa fell through her hood.
The cost that she had to repay was just... Someone to repair the rug.
Is it still halal
Someone
by stabbing
to repair
him in the ass?
The magic carpet.
The judge saw the color of the guy and she was like, $200.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, no word on how much money it took to patch up his ass.
Yeah.
Which got knifed.
Less than the cost of his turban.
Let's go to the next one. What do you guys want? I don't know. Let's breeze through this one because we've done it a billion times. But there was a bank
man
robber.
Jerks off while in bank. The back
a
of
a guy gets
shop.
Dick cut off?
No. This is the other thing. Bank robber. Robs a bank.
Gives money
stupidly
back.
Stupidly posts pictures of himself in the outfit that he robbed
What's
the bank
these
in on Facebook.
People fucking doing damn shit and fucking posting pictures like, yo, Instagram, motherfucker. Bam!
Bam! Peanut butter and jam! I'm not going to play it because we just did it.
Yeah.
He made out with about $4,500 worth
of loot.
I thought
you'd say he like
$4,500.
That's not a good.
I could rob the gold store down the block.
The IRS isn't even going to come after you for that.
His fines: $750,000 plus prison time after pleading guilty.
Jesus.
So
$750? Like, that's an impossible amount to pay.
Yeah. We want you to pay $750,000.
More importantly, it's his fault because he's a stupid piece of shit. Who didn't fucking realize he was posting pictures of himself in the same hat and outfit that he was wearing when he robbed the bank.
They
would have
caught him if he wasn't even in that outfit.
Probably.
We're smart enough. Well, not Tampa nowadays, but they would have caught him anyway.
All right. Let's get to our last one here because this is my favorite. This is our stupid person of the week because we did a story like this, I think, last week when we lost an episode of Brian. And
you lost an episode.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah, I deleted the whole thing.
You deleted it?
Brian doesn't know what an undo command is.
Brian was drunk.
Let's not.
And I was being, you know what's fucked up? I was being really, really particular. I was like, there is a third of a second of a beep. And I'm like, I'm trying to get it. And I think I get the third of a second. And I delete the whole episode.
And did it actually tell you, would you like to delete this?
No. It was just delete.
But he could have hit Control Z and undone the whole thing. But. Not picking on you, Brian. Not picking on you.
Yeah, let's not harp on that. Let's just move on.
Yeah, it was just a good episode, so I got sad. But we made up for it. We did our Wolverine.
I guess I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
The one time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We had deleted the episode.
Yeah, but you weren't.
You're never going to catch me.
You weren't there for the Wolverine bear.
I watched like 3/4 of that Wolverine movie.
Gay.
Yeah. Totally fucking.
That was the word.
I liked it better than you guys.
Bro, I never been in a movie where it's like, I cannot wait for this to end.
Even pay for it and I shut it off my phone.
Listen to the episode. If
lost
you want
my phone, downloaded the program
to
watch.
He's just
going to
keep on talking, isn't he?
Pirated movies going, and turn the shit
keep
off.
On going.
Let's
get stop.
I'm just
going to
cough over anything.
I'm just going to play sound effects until he's done.
All right, we're good. He's getting hard over it.
All right.
Still getting hard over it.
No, that was me finishing. All right. So
cool.
We've all been to McDonald's, and we've all had them fuck up our orders, I'm sure.
Wendy's worse.
Yeah, at it. McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Burger
King. McDonald's has gotten so crazy that they don't let the people pour the drinks anymore. It's in like a conveyor belt.
I have seen only one who's got it down is the most ghetto of all, and that's like Checkers. They're like, we don't fuck up anything.
I want a big beef.
But they take forever to get like a order of fries.
A dollar hot dog.
Because their fries are such a hot commodity.
And you're there for 20 minutes. It sucks. Anyway.
Still get it right.
So this man, Lorenzo Riggins, he went up to the drive-thru window and ordered six doubles, double cheeseburgers. They gave him five.
I'm going to kill you.
He called the cops.
The cops got involved?
When he asked for a new burger, the person behind the counter was, quote,
"What did you say, nigga?"
Gave him, quote, attitude, so he called the cops. I have the 911 call if you guys want to hear it.
Sure.
I thought I just did.
I'm up here at what Mike seems Donovan. To be your boss?
You're not supposed to play sound effects.
I paused it, sorry.
Okay.
I'm up here at Mike Donovan up here. And I ordered seven burgers. And I went to my vehicle, right? And,
vehicle?
I came by telling that they took a burger from me.
But now, for a little translation, I'm up here at McDonald's up here, and I ordered like seven burgers.
Up in here, up in here.
And I went to my vehicle, right?
You're going to make me lose my mind.
And I came back in, and they took a burger
up
from me.
Up in here.
You guys going to let me talk or what? So, he got arrested for obviously...
He got arrested for
wasting
what?
The time of 911. You know that's against the law, right?
Once I split your ass in two, you
we did a story blood. About this last week or the week before. I forget which one.
All right, but once he said...
You're not supposed to frivolously call 911 over a missing
precious
cheeseburger.
Tax dollars.
Over a 99 cents worth of fake meat.
I because it was $1.50 worth of tax money.
I want to say that the blacks are a proud race, and they will not be ripped off by McDonald's.
I'm not proud of shit.
You just go back in and say, where's my burger?
They're like,
where's my fried
chicken?
No, but
he did that. He did that.
And they were like, fuck you.
Knock it off with the racist shit, man. He did that, and they were... No, Libby. Oh. Everything
I'm
got me fried
black. It's
chicken.
Not racist. I'm Haitian.
I get it. Anyway.
Watermelon.
This racism is killing me. I don't know what that sound effect was. It was a desperation move. So anyway, yeah, he wasted 911's time. They arrested him. He went back in, Lou. He did go back in and complained, and the guy was like, it's not my problem.
This is grape juice. I want grape drink.
Now, I encourage everyone to look this up on YouTube because his suit is amazing.
Is it a pimp suit?
It looks like the yellow suit that Jim Carrey wore in The Mask.
Oh, I saw what you're talking about. It was like a black Colonel Mustard and shit.
Oh, yeah. If I was the cop, I would have came there and like saw the guy's suit and like, give this guy a seventh. Double cheeseburger.
And let me get one, too.
Yeah, give me three.
Yeah.
Fucking run your shit, McDonald's.
Break your shit, nigga.
Run your shit, McDonald's.
That's so funny now, clown.
It would have been a robbery at McDonald's.
Here's the quote from the police.
Get the cash. Get the cash.
So wait, the police,
show me the cash.
The police insist, it's not that funny. It's not. A person who was waiting to get a call in for an ambulance of a car wreck is having to wait.
And yet there was that one
possibly.
Black cop
who the hell
that
calls
was like laughing and shit.
God, he's fucking on fire with the racism.
Yeah, but dude, you don't need like the cops don't need to be involved when there's like a car crash and you need an ambulance. Get the get the hospital involved.
You're gonna miss
usually
that one.
Usually there's
Lippy?
A cop there.
Ambulance. You're not gonna say
ambulance. Fucking niggas and shit.
You know? Ambulance.
So, grape drink.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to leave you with this, Lorenzo.
Sugar, water, and purple.
Purple drink? I want some purple drink. All right, Lorenzo gives you these parting words, though.
Where'd the Spanish guy
when
come
asked,
from?
What did you learn from this? He said, I would say, like, check your food before you leave. Always be careful when you go buy food anywhere you go.
You sure he didn't say, check yourself before you wreck yourself?
Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Fuck the police.
Yeah. We could have answered every question with just a rap lyric. All
right. You know what that means, though. That's my last story, so you know what it's time for?
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Hashtag. Lippy, you've been a part of this before, right?
Rock Lobster?
Oh, you haven't been a part of this before.
No, I don't think so.
You haven't played the hashtag.
Oh, no. I did the hashtag LOL. I love news and confused. All that shit. Yeah, yeah. But.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read all the news story headlines and the stupid people headlines, and you guys are going to give me a Twitter hashtag mm-hmm. for each one mm-hmm. as amusing as possible. We're going to skip the dating site one, but we are going to jump to the next one. Dating site one will probably come up later.
Sure.
Lou, we're going to start with you this week.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to rank you, and I'm going to score you. And I'm going to pick a winner at the end of this. So let's start with...
I like you, and I want you.
Bam, straight.
You said it like that.
I know.
Hashtag my beer needs to be refilled.
Of course. It's in my head.
Focusing my mental powers.
Mental powers. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Lou. Thieves with a heart of gold. Returning the rape computers.
I'm going to say hashtag hard off.
Hard off.
Yeah. All right, wasn't funny, but clever.
Not bad, not bad. Brian?
This guy's Lippy, jerking the
mic. Stop jerking off the microphone.
Hashtag big mistake steal. That's bad, I'm sorry. Hashtag bad joke.
Hashtag terrible joke. Lippy, you got one?
Hashtag enjoy the porn I put back on.
You win for the subtle rubbing.
So dirty.
You win for that subtle... Subtle jerking.
So filthy.
Here, one finger.
Stop it. That's fucking creepy.
You should have done the old like, underneath like the, tickle. Yeah,
yeah. You're about to get...
Give him like the shocker, like a...
You're about to get muted.
Yeah. Wait.
Anyone
not a good turnout there. All right.
Anyone who's listening.
You need like a picking in the brain to go like just, a poink.
Yeah.
Let's do... Lippy, we're going to start with you this time. Cardboard cop.
Hashtag, where's my house?
That's the Lego guy.
Oh, that's cardboard, too.
Cardboard cop is the guy they put the cardboard cutout in front of the bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, hashtag, what are you doing there?
Okay. Brian?
That was weak.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed.
You're probably going to be disappointed in mine, too. Hashtag, plastic fury.
Don't throw water on me.
Okay, I'm severely let down. Lou, please help me out here.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. You've got nothing. Nothing.
You know what? You didn't reiterate the stories. To give me a second.
All right. I'm gonna I'll read through them all. I'll give you.
Lou already knows what the story's about.
No, yeah, but I'm gonna give them to all of you. All right, we know cardboard cop. Then we have Lego burglar, mm-hmm. the guy who stole $30,000 worth of Legos. We have horse slapping lady.
Yeah.
We have. The elevatorless Spanish skyscraper.
Yes.
We have McDonald's stabbing. Mm-hmm. The ass stab. We have the bank robber who posted his outfit onto Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we have the McDonald's customer who called the cops after only getting 6 double cheeseburgers. Okay?
Sure.
I would really be pissed off.
All right. That helped me out a lot.
You feel better?
I feel better now.
We're good? Okay. Back into the game. Lou, we're up to you. Do we want to give you guys... Do you have anything? Do you want to give it another shot, Cardboard Cop?
No, I already said it. Hashtag yeah. Don't throw water on me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Brian, you want to redo? You want to redo it all? Nothing?
I'm melting!
Hashtag stupid sign. I don't know.
Okay, Lou?
Mine's not great, but hashtag Copperfield.
Hashtag this motherfucker's fake.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Yes.
I like it.
Excellent.
Lou gets a point.
Excellent.
Okay, so next one, Lego Thief.
All right.
We're going to start with Brian this one.
Hashtag Lego My Lego.
Lego My Lego, not bad. Lip.
Hashtag I'm going to blow your house down.
Also not bad, Lou.
Hashtag nothing. Assembly required.
Hashtag LOL.
Just get a soundbite of the fucking... The garbage barge going, burr. That's my fucking...
That's actually... I'm going to give it to Brian for Lego My Lego.
There you go.
I like it.
I thought you were going to win that one, Lippy. You were just so...
I had such high hopes.
Look, it's all my... It's so I'm the judge here. You got to just defer.
Yeah.
Let's do a horse slapper. Lou, we're back to you.
All right. Hashtag...
He forgot
Mr.
the story. Ed.
I was going to do a Mr. Ed thing, but it didn't work out.
Fail. Hashtag, I was going to do a Mr. Ed thing, but it didn't work out.
Exactly.
Let's go Lippy.
Hashtag, psh, oh, Wilbur.
Hard to spell on Twitter, but okay.
Yeah. It's like a lot of whoa with a little.
You need some accent work?
You kind of took my hashtag, oh, no.
Got it. I'm going to call that one a tie between
hashtag nay.
Brian wins.
Nay. Love it.
That tipped it. How about elevatorless Spanish skyscraper? Let's start with.
I don't remember this story.
Who started the last? This was the
Brian
skyscraper
the last
that they. I was reading in a Spanish accent.
Last time, right.
Mm-hmm, oh. mm-hmm.
Who started the last?
I was last time.
Nice. And Lippy, I think you started. Brian, you're going to start this round.
Hashtag 100,000 steps to heaven.
Not bad. Lou, let's go to you.
All right, so hashtag, I don't know, building gigante.
I like it. Hashtag, at the 45th floor we have siesta.
The first floor.
All right, Lou, I got to give you that one.
Thank you.
I get no wins.
You got a point. Let's do a fight at McDonald's drive-thru leads to ass stabbing. Lippy, let's kick it off with you.
Hashtag gluten-free ass stabbing.
No sense, but okay. Brian, let's go to you.
Hashtag McStab.
McStab.
Beautiful.
I was going to say that.
Lou?
I'm going to say, I don't know, hashtag oh, I suck this week.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah. No.
Brian gets the point. All right. Let's do Facebook robber foiled by own photo. Let's start with Brian this time.
Hashtag just robbed the bank.
Not bad. Kind of to the point. I like it.
Hashtag check out my fuzzy outfit.
Okay. I like the inflection. Lou, I'm saving you for last. Give you a little extra time here.
Damn. I don't know.
Lou hashtag loses a point.
You had the edge with the Spanish one on the last one.
I know. I really did have a home turf advantage. This one, I don't know. The story, you know, there's not much to it. You know, hashtag status.
Catch me if you can.
Update.
Hashtag update.
All right, Brian wins another round.
Hashtag like if you see me rob a bank, bitch.
Right.
All
right,
this is the final one. Ready? Man calls police at McDonald's when they gave him 6 burgers instead of 7. Lou, you're starting it.
All right, so I'm going to say hashtag, I don't know, McFlurry.
That's actually good.
It's actually not bad. I don't know why I like it, but all right. Brian, to you.
Hashtag ba-da-da-ba-ba, make freak out.
Okay, Libby.
Hashtag where's my McNuggets?
Okay. All right. Time to declare a winner here. In third place, Lippy with 1 point. In second place, Lou with 2.
Thank you.
Do I get my McNuggets, though?
No.
No.
How about my extra cheeseburger?
Last place gets you nothing.
Nothing!
Nothing you've done.
Sorry.
Nothing! You've done nothing!
And with nothing! A staggering 5 points, Brian's our winner this week.
Really helped me when you just said them all.
Yeah. Like, that's all it takes. All right. Yeah. I'm learning.
Once you reiterate the stories, it's like I have a chance to like reflect on them.
All right. Well, let's give Lou a chance to redeem himself here. Let's play a little hypothetical, Lou.
All right.
Hypothetical Lou. Spelled L-U.
Yeah, I feel the need to say that was spelled wrong. Because
the friends don't dance.
We know
they
it.
Don't
that dance. L-U. L-U for everybody out there.
No friends of mine.
That fucking cracks me up. Love it. Don't change it. Leave it.
Hypothetical men with hats.
All right, so this week, you know, we heard a lot of sexual deviance. So, you know, with the dating sites. My question to you guys is, what dating site would you create if you had the chance?
It's already created. J-Date.
Loves the cheap bitches.
Okay, all right. You got to do better than that,
yeah,
dude.
Boom.
Well, they have small titties, so I need like...
Do they? Fran Drescher.
Jews?
Fran Drescher.
You're just saying Jews in general, man.
No, they got little titties.
That's not true.
That's unfair. That's unfair.
That's not even true.
Okay. Like, JugundoTittiesWebsite.com.
For the listeners,
Jugundo? No. I'll go where I went before. Like, CircusTitties.com.
CircusTitties.
For the listeners out there, we were having this conversation before we were recording, where Lippy doesn't like tits. He likes threateningly large tits.
I like tits that, like,
crush cans.
People.
Yeah, like, would you call it chafing dish and all that shit?
Yeah, chafing dish with a teacup nipple, like, bigger than my head. Like, no, we're talking
I like
maybe
tits
a
that
start.
Are big enough to run for office.
He doesn't care about the rest of the woman. Like, those tits could just be on.
No, I'm an equal opportunity provider when it comes to that. But the titties really do have to be, like, probably the size of the lamp that's in front of you guys right now.
Jesus Christ.
Boom! Yummy!
That thing's like a bowling ball.
Yeah. I was just going to say, if you got bowling ball size titties.
A fucking lamp, dude? Are you serious?
Lamp.
Oh. That's even crazier.
That shit ain't even round, man. That shit's fucking rectangle.
I know.
Lamp.
I thought you were talking about some Minecraft bitch.
I like Well, I don't know. I like a square bitch nowadays.
The Asian.
Yeah.
They're very boring.
Brian, you going?
Oh, man. What were we doing again? I'm sorry. Just
make your
help me out.
A dating site. Your dating. If you were to found a dating site, what would it be?
It'd be www.downbitchesafter12.com.
Oh, man, you took mine.
No less than D.
Mine was going to be like latenightthatsall.com.
Latenightoneencounter.com.
Yeah. Mine was going to be imdrunkletsroll.com.
Up all night.
Late night staring each other eyes, breathing heavily, and never saying a word.com.
Your shit sounds like. Your theme could just be like, dip, 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 dip. That's all, folks.
Yeah, totally.
Don'tTellMyFriends.com.
No, I'm a single man. I'm happy that way. But sometimes at those late evening hours, I'm like, I wish there was just a way to summon a bitch.
www.stalkyoumyfreetime.com.
xhamster.com.
That's my dating site.
Xhamster? What the fuck
it's
is
a fucking porn tube.
It's a huge porn tube.
So, it's actually, one of the better ones, yeah. I believe.
Yours suck. I know what you use.
So, me?
What are you talking about?
What do you use like X video or something.
Oh, nah,
sucks.
I'm a proud. I pay for that shit. I get the good stuff.
Oh, you pay for porn?
Oh, yeah. I get the good. I get exactly what I need.
I've never even heard of paying for porn.
What? Can I ask what site?
Oh, you got to go with Bang Bros. And then there was.
Bang Brothers doesn't charge if you just look at their trailers.
I was going to throw. we're throwing a plug out to Bang Bros.
You can't look at what are you like? I need to romance a little bit.
I'm an aficionado of this.
Brian cares about plot, yeah. All right?
And a credit card number.
They're in a van. They find a chick. They bang. It's compelling.
No, they're beyond that at this point.
They don't do that anymore?
They're like 40 sites, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just go into like, what's their guy that they use? It's like something hammer.
I don't know what the guy is, but...
Because it spun off another Bang Brothers site.
Thick dick guy number 3. I don't know, like
like pipe, arm hammer.
Oh, you're talking about Hung Dude. Yeah, okay.
Pipe layer aficionado guy. I don't know, like
yeah, ex hamster. Oh, cheap,
dude,
I don't
that
pay.
Dude on that side, right?
So okay, so for Lippy we have gigantic circus tits or whatever. For Brian, we
gigantic
have Bang Bros.
Circus dicks.
Triple D or more.com.
Triple D or more. Okay.
But what about that guy.com is Lippy's.
Wang Hammer.
What's the guy's name.com.
Banana Hammer.
I only know
forever.
That because it came from Bang Brothers.
I heart James Dean.com. The only male porn star I could think of.
James Dean was a porn star?
I thought that was the cowboy.
Not the actor from the 50s. The guy who was just in that movie with Lindsay Lohan where he showed her
her
boobs.
It's like Lindsay Lohan like cast as a slut.
Yeah, and he also banged that Teen Mom on film. Hmm. And they tried to make it seem like it was an accident.
I like that. That's
no, you nice wouldn't. Book. She got tiny little boobs.
Who, Lindsay?
No.
No, Lindsay mom. Is just making the cut.
Oh, the team mom? Yeah. What's that? She banged that guy who has a name, like a famous name.
James Dean. The guy who just said. I just heard him on like Corolla Show or something.
He also makes like sausage, egg, and cheese patties.
That's
Jimmy Dean.
That's Jimmy Dean.
What was. Oh, did you ever see like Between Two Ferns?
Mm-hmm.
They do that joke with James Franco. He's like, they say you look like James Dean. Does your sausage look like Jimmy Dean's? He's like, lumpy? No. Delicious. Did we answer your question, Lou?
No.
What would yours be, by the way?
So I'm thinking the furry thing is out there, but
it exists.
We need something for
Spanish,
robots.
Spanish anti-Semite.
Robots. I'm listening.
So mine would be called Transforkers.
Transforkers. I was going to say Skynetting.
No, JudgmentDay.com.
Because you're robots in disguise.
Yeah. How much would your website cost?
PacificRimJob.com.
7 Galactic credits
right.
for a month.
3 Energon cubes.
I didn't have a better one than those two. I mean, shit.
It's like I have an all spark to trade. Can I get a 6-month membership?
Only if she got bigger than triple D's.
I mean, the she monsters.
We're idiots.
Yeah, yeah, I think mine was the best.
Your tits better be big.
What was your shit again?
Transforkers.
That's just a tranny dating site, dude.
No.
That's clearly a tranny site.
We already discussed it's for robots.
No, no, no. But here's who's going to gravitate towards transforkers is transsexuals.
Gravitron?
Well, I'm not going to be signed up.
No, you said if you were to make one, right? You'd be the one making
I'm
it.
Just
you
saying,
can make it. You don't have saying, to be a member.
You have to attract the wrong clientele.
That's even worse. You'd have to fucking recruit the talent, film, it's, probably post.
It's better than Decepticons. I'll say that.
Half a building website.
That's a better name for. That's actually a better name for a tranny site. Yeah. Decepticons.
Decepticons.
Yeah.
The Decepticon site.
Yeah.
Like www.decepticon.
Yeah, you're actually right.
The PacificRimJob.com.
Yeah, nobody's made that joke yet.
Mm-mm. I just said that like 10 minutes ago.
I'm kidding, because I've heard that joke since the movie premiere.
It's not that funny.
No, it's not. That's why I'm calling you out, brother. All right.
www.vileshit.com.
Vileshit.com.
All right.
I'm a breakyou.com.
www.newyorkgiantsbigtits.com.
www.measureyourmouth.com.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Right.
That was hypothetical glue. Trying to
wrap it up, yeah.
Trying to get you guys, you know, your robot fix.
Boom! Yummy!
You said it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind the a Cylon, like Trisha Helfer Cylon. Does that count?
Oh, man. If I could just program her to suck me off all day, that'd be great.
Her spine would be glowing red and shit.
No, you gotta fuck some chick dressed like Alpha.
Oh. From Power Rangers? Yeah. You're banging her. She's like, ay, 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 ay.
Who the hell's Alpha? Oh, the robot?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just making shit.
Who wants to fuck robots?
The gold
chain. Have you been listening for the past 10 minutes?
Well, who the fuck wants to fuck, you know, a bunny? The Nestle Quick Bunny.
I said downchicks@the12.com. Like,
what about the gold chick from
you apparently
Spaceballs?
Checked out for the past 10 minutes, so we're going to move on.
All right.
Because I'm not explaining this again.
No, I know he said Transforkers, which was like some type of transsexual robot.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, see, exactly. Yeah. See, just prove my point.
Yeah.
If he took that away, everyone takes that away.
Let's, I mean, if it's pink in the middle.
It most certainly isn't.
As long as he's got a warm fold.
I believe transmission fluid is green.
No, transmission fluid is pink.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a mechanic.
Pink
certified.
Love.
Are you fucking cars?
I would. If their tits are
you'd
big
fuck
enough.
A car? What are you talking about their tits?
Yo, there's one of those.
Let's just all take a moment to look at him judgmentally.
There's
what
one of those.
The fuck are you talking about?
There's one of those.
Triple D Audi? I mean, come on.
Episodes of My Strange Addiction where a guy is like.
I saw that
a car.
Shit.
Yes.
Ugh, what is yes. he like? Put it in the tailpipe?
Yes.
Oh. Dude, he's just
he's
like.
Oh, I love your.
He's
leather.
Like licking it. He's giving it like the rough crow tongue.
Full
like,
on.
That's yes. weird. I'm weird, but that's
bro,
weird.
He's giving it like a dry tongue. Like.
Yeah.
Does it go in the tailpipe or the gas tank?
No, like, it's all over, like, the fender. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Is he rubbing a schlong on it?
He's fucking it, but they didn't show that on camera.
No, I mean, like, did they just... Because the mechanics of that are baffling.
I have the sudden feeling to vomit. And I'm weird.
Well said, sir.
But is that car of giant titties?
What do you say?
Are those headlights triple D's?
Oh, man.
I need some gigantic circus headlights. Just to let you know, bitches, your titties better be fucking big.
I hope your girlfriend listens.
Her tits are big.
I know. You got to give her a shout out. Let's do some
what
movies.
Up, babe?
It's,
I don't
it's
get
a bad
trouble.
Movie. You got to go right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what?
Let's do some movie stuff. Let's do.
Price of admission.
Price of admission.
G. All right, we got a couple this week, and then we're going to do a little TV stuff here. But let's start with the obvious, my pick for the week, Elysium.
I can't wait to see
that.
That
looks good, man.
It looks fucking real good.
I love District 9.
Yeah, same director, Neil Blomkamp. This movie is ranking in at 67% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought, like, it. Well, I mean, it's relatively...
All right, Brian, let me explain this. Every week we do movies, and every week we look at the Rotten Tomato score, And every week we go, really? Let's not trust them all that much. All
right,
Wolverine got like a 70. Wolverine, and you hate it.
I really, just from the trailers, I'm really psyched for this.
I think it looks sweet. The problems I heard consist of mainly like character development, that there's not a lot of character development, but not everyone.
I can live with that as long as the world is enriching.
The world is cool.
Yeah.
I heard a few complaints that make sense, but I'm going to reserve any judgment till I see the movie because I fucking love District 9, and I'm willing to give this
a shot. I fucking love District 9, especially when like the dude, it was like the definition of like racism against aliens, you know, like he really, it's like they got theirs.
Hit
in
home,
the end.
Like really made a point of
it.
Yeah,
I don't want to be a bummer, but I did not like that
movie.
We
know. You fell asleep or something.
But I really am psyched for Elysium.
I was moved by District 9.
I was too. Yeah. I thought that movie is borderline
more than
perfect.
Avatar.
But the thing is, with District 9, I'm not going to hate on it. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, look, it just wasn't for me. It just wasn't my bag.
You know what District 9 was? It was the people that deserved it got it in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That was an interesting take on the class system. This, not the class system, but racism, everything. This movie, Elysium, deals more with the class system. You know, your 1%ers and your 99% and all that.
Sorry, Hells Angels. You're not only the 1%ers.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean. But okay.
Occupy Space.
Occupy Space. That should be the name of this movie. But
it looks good, though. It looks like there's going to be a good amount of action. I do enjoy Matt Damon. I think that's like
Matt Damon.
I think, say what you want about District 9, but Neil Blomkamp knows how to build a world around a low budget.
No, he definitely, the world
that
in District 9.
That was a
low
budget movie?
District 9 was super low budget.
Wow, that was fantastic.
District 9 definitely built a really good world. I just didn't so much care for the movie itself, but I thought that the world was enriching, where like I got the whole like how the aliens crashed here and they had a whole like class system. Like it was very in depth like that.
Yeah, very well thought out. The effects in that movie,
that's you,
for the budget
people,
that
you're
they
the
had.
Aliens.
What?
Shut up, Libby. All right, so I think we're in agreement. We all would like to see this.
Yeah,
we're
going
to go
see it. I'm going to
see it.
Next week, we're going to see it.
That, Riff Tracks, and that's going to come up next week after
Didn't
that.
Tomato...
Superbad 2. I'm sorry, not Superbad 2. Kick-Ass 2.
Superbad 2.
Same right. Actor.
So let's jump ahead. We'll do the next one here. This is the movie I know we're all clamoring for. Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters. Anybody?
Skip?
No.
Percy!
I did jazz hands for anyone who couldn't see.
This movie getting a 35%, and it's directed by a man with the greatest name ever, Thor Frudenthal.
Fuck you, that's his name.
Thor Frudenthal. Who, you know, directed such other monster hits as Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Well, I never saw it. Is it any good?
No, I don't know. It's a kid's movie, and I never saw it, and that's all he directed.
Well, look, that's a movie to get the kids in there for the birthday parties and all that bullshit. So, like, that's not for us.
This
it's not for, like, 18 to 45.
Nah, this looks like a bad Harry Potter ripoff. I didn't see the first. The
this
lightning
is,
thief.
Aren't these Greek myths that
yeah.
they're doing?
Yeah, he's the half-son of Poseidon or something. Dan from A-Squad has explained this plot to me a million times.
He must love it.
He loves the shit out of this.
I'm sure.
But
he likes very childish things. I'm not making fun of him, but likes the kids' things.
He likes magic.
Totally making fun of him right
He
there.
Likes magic and whimsy. He loves Harry Potter, and he recommended this because it's kind of a Harry Potter knockoff. So I could see that being in his wheelhouse.
Oh my God,
Not for me.
Nah, this is a skip. I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to be hard on it, but when it's on TV, I'm not going to watch it for free.
I have it on my phone right now. I'm not going to watch
it. Not going to watch it for free.
You know, I didn't watch the Harry Potters, and apparently that's got a much better score than this.
Yeah, I like the Harry Potters. I like them a lot, actually.
Maybe one day I'll get around to it.
But they,
so far,
they get...
I'm going to be fair with Harry Potter. I'm going to watch the whole series over again, and then I'm going to give it my 10 years later interpretation.
Now,
but...
power through those first two movies.
Yeah, I was going to say the first two are going to be a little difficult. With
but once you get to three is where they start getting fucking
All I know is Hermione is fucking hot.
Now she is.
Oh, in this new movie? What, the end, whatever?
Oh, go back to number one.
Titty's too small.
Creep.
She can catch it twice.
Saying, like,
she can catch it three times on Sunday.
Everybody
Her
stop talking at
once. Are as small as your bobbleheads.
Lippy, stop talking over us, man.
Yo.
What's the matter with you?
I'm talking about titties.
I know, man.
They're bigger than life.
You're getting excited again.
The best time I ever had watching Harry Potter was when I accidentally went to the Spanish HBO.
Is this like Telemundo Harry Potter?
I love that.
Where it's just a bunch of gibberish and then all of a sudden, Dumbledore.
I think the best part of the Spanish language is
that... Expecto Patronus!
Right.
The best part of the Spanish language is that it's total Spanish, and then all of a sudden you'll just hear like one word that you recognize.
That's how I grew up in a Cuban household. It's blah 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 blah. Pete, blah 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 blah. It's like, oh, what are you fucking talking about me for?
Cubans are white.
Yeah, but
my family, yes.
So Percy Jackson, it's a huge, gigantic.
My family's Cuban.
Still Spanish speaking, dude.
They're fucking white. You couldn't defer a Cuban from like a white fucking like banker who plays golf.
Not all Cubans, but my particular family.
And yes. Mine too.
Very white.
I look at my stepdad. He looks like Andrew Zimmerman, and he's fucking 100% Cuban.
Are you talking George Zimmerman?
No, Andrew Zimmerman of, like, you know, Bizarre Foods, Andrew Zimmerman. Mr.
Oh, I thought you meant
Zimmerman.
The guy who shot
I had no idea what he was talking about. You're talking about the fat guy with the bald?
Yeah, that's my fucking stepdad, and he's fucking 100% Cuban.
That guy's Cuban?
100%.
Guy looks like a fat Kojak.
Exactly, fucking white dudes. Cubans are not Spanish, they're fucking white.
I'm sorry, okay. have you seen fucking Fidel Castro?
Light skin man. He got a bit,
the leader of the Cubans since like
El Comandante.
Fucking...
All right, if you shaved his beard, he looked
Generalissimo.
He looked like a white dude playing golf.
Nobody would, no one was making for a white guy ever in any place.
It's because of the beard.
Harrison Ford.
The beard makes it.
Bro, you could put him in khaki pants and a polo. No one would fucking mistake.
If you take
the
cigar off and the fucking beard, he's a fucking white dude.
No, he's not. He's a fucking Cuban guy,
which is white.
Yo, he's so close to the equator. What do you expect?
I'm not going to have this retarded argument with you non-racists.
I got Cuban blood and I'm just with
fucking,
white as a ghost.
With Lou agreeing with me, who's fucking Spanish.
Lou's the legit Spanish guy here.
He's Puerto Rican.
Agreeing with me that you guys are fucking white.
I'm agreeing. Look at me. I'm translucent.
Yeah.
No, he was legit white.
I'm not white. I'm clear.
The only reason why
Thank
we're talking
you, Space
to Pete,
Jam.
The only reason why we're talking to Pete Berg here today is because he literally was white and he left Cuba when Fidel Castro took over, who was not white at all.
Yes, my mother left Cuba when she was a young girl because
before
a
they
white
a
man
tan.
With a beard took over.
Yeah, just the other week we mistook Pete for Roddy Piper. Yeah,
you were wearing the shirt.
He could definitely be Irish.
Yeah. I'm half Irish, dude.
The guy's Scottish.
That's the
by
other
way.
Half.
He's the hot rod.
Yeah, he wears a kilt. That's Scottish.
I'm sorry. My stepdad's 100% Cuban. Motherfucker looks like a bald white dude.
Okay, moving on. Let's do the next movie. Here. Ready? Mm-hmm. At 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, We're the Millers. Starring
that
Jason Sudeikis.
That was funny.
I want to see that.
From director Rawson Marshall Thurber, who also directed Dodgeball, which I liked.
It deals with weed.
I'm just going to talk over
every movie.
This whole thing.
No, I think that looks funny. I would see that. Stop blowing me, Lou.
I can't smoke weed, but it'll give me that false impression that I like it. So I
no, that movie
it.
Looks funny. Sudeikis, man, and Jennifer Aniston looks good.
Sudeikis? Yo, Jason Sudeikis is a better version of the dude from The Hangover.
Can we all stop and agree and stop convincing us that Jennifer Aniston is so sexy?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
No, she's...
But in that movie, when she does that little striptease, she's
care.
Looking good.
A
what
lot
about
of women
Angry
look
Bosses?
Good naked.
Angry Bosses?
Horrible
totally
Bosses.
Horrible. I'd still
But
bang
stop
her.
Trying
angry,
to convince
horrible.
Me that, oh my God, she's 45 and she looks great.
No, she's 45
she's
and she can take my dick.
Put somebody else. Shut up. Somebody else. Like,
thank
put
you,
somebody
EJ.
Else.
You would bang Lewis Black.
Stop. All right. Don't engage him.
All right.
No.
Don't engage him.
You know what? If they switched out Jennifer Aniston, I'd give this a shot. But she's a movie killer.
What did Jennifer Aniston put you out
she
like a cigarette?
She is a movie killer. We've had this conversation.
No, she
what
is
about
a movie
Office
killer.
Space?
But she, I'm not saying she's
one
hot,
movie
though.
10 years ago where she's a minor part does not 10? Count.
No, she 15. Is a movie killer, but Sudeikis is hilarious.
But
come
the
on.
One joke
he
they show
on the
one
hangover.
Joke they show with him in the commercial is him doing a Bane voice, which just does not land at all.
You mean like a
maybe
fake
it's
this is going to be a funny flick.
Maybe
I'm
it's better in context.
It's going to be funny.
What?
It's going to be. I said it's going to be funny.
I think it's going to be funny, dude.
Definitely
for that.
No, I'll watch this movie. I probably won't go to the theater.
For free.
I'll watch this, though. I'll give this a shot. For a comedy, 40% is actually not that bad.
That's still...
For
Rotten
a comedy.
Tomatoes?
All right.
Rotten Tomatoes hates comedies.
Well, considering Grown Ups 2 got like a 7.
That shit was stupid.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, I don't know. Dude, it was sold out everywhere.
I don't have my Sandler soundbite, so
let's
not go into
it. I saw the first one and the second one. That shit was stupid. The first one was eh. And the second one was like...
Like, yay. Validation.
I know
the second one may have been like,
you know what's funny? Just being a grump super real quick.
Second one's like, why'd I do this?
Just being a grump super real quick. I was watching, I watched the Mick Foley documentary, and apparently he went to school with the biggest, baddest kid in the school was Kevin James. He wrestled with him. Like, it was, I was like, Kevin, King Queens. Like, he was the biggest, baddest kid.
And then we got Here Comes the Boom.
Yo, you think Mick Foley's mad fucking rich and all that shit? He came into Sleepy's to buy a bed for his kid, and he bought like some cheap ass $700 bed that he paid too much for.
No.
I was cracking up. It was like email to everyone. Guess what? Mick Foley is in the Smithtown Sleepy's. And we're all sitting there like,
20 minutes later, he was mandible clawed to death.
He got Mr. Socko'd. Yeah.
Just to let you know, Mick Foley, I know where you live because of Sleepy's.
Come and get me, Lippy.
Hashtag stalk a Muppet.
He lives in Smithtown.
Stalk a Muppet. The man is human Muppet.
He doesn't have to worry about stalkers or anything.
I only know this because the dude that used to write for the WWE works for Sleepy's.
But if you're listening, Mick, we'd love to have you on. You're a local guy.
I think we can.
You cheap ass motherfucker buying beds.
We can probably get at least one or two guys. Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, he's not doing much.
No, he's actually a big deal in WWE. Like,
is he?
Like he's like a trainer, right?
No. He's like a behind the scenes guy where he books, he does everything. Oh. But when he wrestled, he was like a lame-o.
I was gonna say
he looks like Colin Quinn.
He's the biggest lame-o in the history.
So he's like a shitty actor, but a banging director.
Everything behind the scenes,
he's like Quentin Tarantino.
Is mid.
So the biggest piece of shit in wrestling history, Barry Horowitz. Sorry, Lippy.
Hand the back.
Why are you saying sorry, Lippy? I don't even know.
Because you're Jewish.
The only Jewish guy. He is the biggest Jew. I don't care.
He came out to
Barry. Fuck that Horowitz.
He came out to nah.
Cheap ass bitches with your matzah. I don't care.
All right. So what's that was last movie?
One more movie.
God, I hate Loveless. Potato lockers.
Lippy, keep it calm, brother.
What did you say, nigga?
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that soundbite.
I'm very comfortable with
it. It was like anti-Semite, hate Jews, nigga.
Well, I've got a black cousin.
Full on black guy in the room.
I mean, yeah. I'm like partial black.
We got a partial.
And I'm partial Jewish. So my girlfriend. Whatever the fuck I want, I guess.
My girlfriend's black. I got carte blanche.
Get her in here.
Yeah, according to you.
Get her in Let's here do the to last say movie. Nigga really hard.
Let's do the last movie. Ready?
Yeah.
Final one. At 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Airplanes.
Planes.
Yeah.
What about Loveless?
Review.
Oh, Lovelace. I forgot about that one.
Movie? Amanda Seyfried's bodacious titties.
Here's the thing. Today I found this. You can already just watch it on YouTube. Every nude scene compiled into a 2-minute clip.
I could jerk off quicker than that.
A glorious photo shoot scene and then a brutal rape later.
But does she show her bodacious titties?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Define bodacious.
Theater, I want. HD surround. I'm gonna see this shit in IMAX.
Not up to Lippy standards because you're they, like, a freak. C's? No, they're clearly like a D cup.
Oh, she's got some. I mean, that's fat
a,
titties.
That's the start of the standard is a D. I will accept a D.
Dude, she has fat kind titties. Of. Come on, she, now.
Can
she
we get did. Off tits for a second and just talk about the movie? We've been talking titties. This whole
Planes. It's the sequel to Cars.
Yeah.
The trilogy will include boats. Who cares?
Isn't it voiced by? Who is it voiced? It's voiced by.
Dane Cook,
yeah.
Oh, what a
Who's
dick.
Not funny?
I fucking hate that guy.
Dane Cook, yeah. Stacey Keach, what?
He's
like,
not
Stacey
funny.
Keach is cool.
Brad Garrett's in there. I like Brad
Garrett. Brad Garrett's a funny dude, too. But you know what? They're involved in this awful movie called Planes.
Yeah,
this it's about weird. Planes. Why do they feel they need to sequelize Cars again?
Which was
But
awesome.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, too. It's not even Pixar this time.
What is what? It?
It's just Disney. Pixar has nothing to do with this one. They gave up the... No,
it's lost the love of the first Cars, who wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah. I like Cars. All right, I pulled up for you. I pulled up Lovelace, 49%.
Boom! Yummy.
Directed by Rob Epstein and Jeffrey Friedman.
That's a good rating, 49%. Kind of.
Who?
It's not fresh.
Oh
no, it's rotten. Mm. And it doesn't look that great to me. I'd rather watch Deep Throat, but I will watch her nude scenes on TV. In fact, I've already saved.
Amanda Seyfried is just. Got such a nice body, I gotta say.
It's gotta be the only saving grace. I have no interest
Pretty
in
much.
This other than seeing her naked.
No,
That's
it's a
it.
Documentary about a porn star from the
70s. I have no interest in any movie
I didn't
except
like,
seeing a chick naked.
I didn't like that
Don't even say it. Don't
Marky
even say,
Mark
Oh, that's a good movie.
Didn't like
you didn't like
Marky
what?
Nights?
Two Guns?
I didn't give a fuck.
Boogie Nights.
Oh, no, I'm not going to.
Two Guns?
Yeah.
Two Guns was perhaps the best movie of this decade.
That was the best movie about porn I've ever seen.
Yeah. Denzel
Washington.
Mark. Dude, you really? I knew you were gonna say the Marky Mark one. That movie was fucking awesome.
I love Boogie Nights.
It was good, with the exception of like the 30 seconds where you saw his dick at the end.
Who gives a shit?
No, I know. I am all in for that movie. That movie was great.
In fact, that was the cherry on top of my Boogie Nights Sunday.
Lippy protests too much when he's actually watching a movie.
I like it. Boom! Yummy.
Oh, you got sandwiched there.
Yeah, you did.
You know, it wasn't a bad movie, Boogie Nights, but it's not for me.
That's for you.
Boogie Nights with a chick. I'm just going to watch her tits and then watch
That's not even, else. No, that was a movie about porn that wasn't
I just
was
I
want to
point
porno.
Out, though, we live in 2013. You know what that means? It means we don't have to watch a movie.
It means we're
too
far out of fucking high school.
For 20 seconds of nudity in a movie, is that going
to
make me watch a movie?
I need to see
but
a movie.
But it will
have the internet. We can look up these pictures. We can see the nude scenes without watching the fucking movie.
But there's no context.
Who cares? You're the guy who watches Bang Bros for the storyline.
I don't want.
Or if you want to go back 10 years reading Playboy for the articles.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, that's what I gave him was the modern version.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I mean, that's my porn. That's I'm not trying to like get involved in my porn like that, but I want to see a Man of Series titties, and I think it's going to be a cool movie. I think so.
I'm lucky if my porn lasts 30 seconds before I'm like, meh, time to play video games.
Like your credits haven't rolled yet.
A bunch of people turned down the lead role before she accepted. That is
Thank God.
Terrible.
And they're probably all kicking themselves in the ass.
I would
ass.
Say it'd probably be more for the nude scenes.
That's a bad sign.
But I would imagine it'd be more for the nudity than anything.
Nowadays,
who
if
turned
you
want
to make money,
out?
You better be nude.
I don't know
nude.
Exactly who, but...
I heard Lohan, I think.
She wouldn't have turned that shit down.
No,
it wasn't her.
I'll take it twice on Sunday.
Yeah, and spread it.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan.
I'll really fuck a guy on screen.
Lindsay Lohan's a local now, so let's get her on.
She was
run a train or
rumored to be involved in a project...
What's
about
up, thug?
The same chick at the same time.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
She's all at right. the rehab out east in the Hamptons right now.
Yeah.
I only know that because my boy was going to go to the rehab, and I was like, yo, bang Lindsay Lohan while you're out there.
I said, Lindsay, I watched the Canyons.
Call me.
What's up, thug?
Yeah. All right, let's close this out. We got some quick TV stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you guys of.
Trailer Park Boys Season 8
bad.
Coming out soon.
We're getting to that. I just want to start off, do we all watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Of course.
Everyone but Lippy?
No.
Season 6 trailer premiere.
They're on season 6?
When are they starting?
October?
Yes. I believe they start around September time.
Well, I know this week starts Breaking Bad and Hell on Wheels.
Well, oh, Hell on Wheels starts. I didn't
realize. Sunday, too.
Oh, I'm so watching that.
They're both AMC, I think, right?
Both AMC.
Yeah.
And the other thing was,
Mr.
of course,
Boo-Hatton.
How do you want to see Breaking Bad end? What would be your ending?
The boat sinks. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Titanic. My bad.
I'm still watching the last season, catching up.
Okay.
But I need Skyler to die.
You hear that, Stephen? Dog is going to die.
Yeah, in jokes. That works on a podcast.
Just need her to perish.
No, she needs to go.
Yeah. I would be down with it. Like, you saw the first episode of last season start with the M60, right? Where they get him trapped, kind of like... In the style.
Are you suggesting a Scarface ending?
No, kind of like.
Say goodnight 30, to the
well,
bad
yeah,
guy.
But like 3,000 Miles of Graceland, where it's just like, fuck it. And just, you know, because like, Scarface is like, oh, I'm so fucking crazy, blah, blah. Like, but in 3,000 Miles of Graceland, I don't want to talk that movie up, but it was awesome. I liked it.
Yeah, it's a good flick.
Where he's like, Kevin Costner's just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
And he just went all. He went balls out. I would like to see hit like Walter White. Get trapped to the point where he was like, fuck it.
He's backed into a corner and he's just like, whatever.
I'm not, and you know what? He's like, he is no longer Walter White. He is fucking Heisenberg. And he goes out there, he kills fucking, what's his face? The bald guy, Hank.
Hank, his brother-in-law?
I would want him to shoot down Hank.
I like Hank. Too
shoot
much.
Down fucking Jesse. Shoot down everybody
shoot
down in
Jesse.
That.
Jesse?
Yeah, yeah, bitch. Blah, 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 blah. No, I want him to just go absolutely just like fuck it and just.
I kind of want all these people to live.
I want because I think Jesse's going to be a narc. I think so. I really think that Jesse's going to be the key to Walter in this season, where Hank's going to know Walter's the deal, but he's going to keep in contact with Jesse to some extent.
You think he's going to flip?
I think that Jesse with Jesse Plemons.
But Hank and Jesse hate each other. I don't know if that would work.
No. But I think that the thing is that like Hank's like. Doesn't realize that Walter has been his troubles for the last 5 years.
Right.
And now he's like, he's willing to take Jesse's info. And Jesse's been totally turned off to Walter since
he's
the kid.
He's terrified of him after he poisoned the kid.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Did he actually find that out? Did he find out that Walter poisoned him?
It was more or less said. I listened to an interview with Vince Gilligan, the showrunner, today. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much said, yes, that happened.
I'm really excited to see the last season. And I want Walter to just not go out like a lamb, but go out like a lion.
Yeah. I think it's at the point of the story now where he's...
so different than when he started.
Well, he's lost his fucking mind.
Not lost the mind. I think he's just gained himself.
Gone mad with power.
He's not even mad at power, but he was always this person, but in a scientific mind. Yeah. And then this was his outlet become such a crazy
entity. Outlet started with, like, when he found out he had cancer and he was backed into a corner. And that allowed him to cut loose. And you see, even in the episode where he gets the diagnosis that the cancer is in full-on remission, he goes and starts tearing apart his house because he finds mildew and shit. Like, he panics, goes into panic mode that he's not dying anymore, and he may have to live to face the consequences of his actions. So I don't think he's going to go out as gung-ho as you think. I think he's probably more terrified than he's letting on. If you watch that first episode's teaser in the beginning of the first episode of this past season, mm-hmm. he's scared as shit. The guy's, dude, knock it off. He's fucking terrified.
I want him to go out, like, in the sense where he's just like...
Can you show a little respect that we're still recording?
I want him to go out in the sense where he's just like, I'm the one who knocks. Where he's going to... He goes out by his terms, not by anyone else's.
So you want him, like, during the scene last season where it's, say my name. Heisenberg, you're damn right.
No, where they're like, Walter, like, I would actually get full-on Chubby Wood if they were like, Walter, lay down your gun, blah, 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 blah. And he was just like, I'm Heisenberg. And he's like, bah, 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 bah.
It doesn't seem to fit with the show, but it might work.
It would be a fucking boss ending, I think. Like, because you know he has to go down. I don't want him to go down, like, in handcuffs.
No, I don't think that's how it's going
to
go.
No, he has to go down.
I think Dexter is more in danger of falling down that route at this point.
Dexter is like...
Have you watched the season?
Yeah, I've watched everything. And it's like, oh man, I have a great family. My sister's my surrogate mother. Here's my sister. We almost fucked. It was like, you know, we kill people. That's our... Realistically, Miami's a dangerous place.
I think they're going to go with a happy ending.
Dexter still doing the premise where he's killing people? Like,
yeah, yeah. Okay. But it's the final season.
And he's got his real son, but he's like, man, fuck my real son. This guy, now he's got potential. That's my phone, my bad.
I was trying so hard to set these action figures up without making noise.
I was like, I would love to see Dexter end with just like, it's like an episode of the Brady Bunch where it's like his son comes in, his surrogate son, the one's a murderer. He's like, oh, what's going on, Dex? Oh, not much. Hey, Deb, you want to kill somebody? Yeah, not a huge deal.
I don't like the surrogate.
I'm way ahead of you. I chopped the head off this fucking slut beforehand.
Here's a story of a bloody killer.
You know, in the books...
The books are crazy, though.
His, like, stepson is the one who he's
Knocks.
Worried about being a serial killer.
Really?
Yeah.
Cody?
Yeah.
Cody? Has everyone forgotten about Aster and Cody on that show, by the way?
They're absolutely done on the show.
Because they've aged out of the show.
I'm watching Spider-Man right now going, yep.
Oh, you definitely. You talk about the bobblehead?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, in the books, he's worried about Cody because apparently his original abusive father was too much and...
The guy from Lost.
The guy who got killed in like season 2?
That set him on the path of being a serial killer.
Fuck Lost.
But, you know, anyhow, I, you know, with Breaking Bad, would personally like to see him, Walt, just, you know, in the very beginning of the show, he starts this for his family.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it end with him, his motivations being 100% not family oriented.
Just yeah, no. I think he's going to run off.
You know?
They already teased that he's going to fucking run away.
Like, I don't want him to die or get caught. I just want him to say, like, fuck the family.
But I just don't want him to live anymore.
We've gotten confirmation that at least one character survives, and that's Saul Goodman, because they're trying to do a spinoff called Better Call Saul.
That would be kind of stupid.
I would watch it, though. I love
that
character.
I'd watch it because it's the character, but... that particular character, it's going to be like a weekly different show where the point isn't Saul, it's the guy who he's dealing
Whoever
with.
Whoever he's representing.
And it's going to be such a joke, I feel.
Well, it's Bob Odenkirk, man. He's a comedian.
I would love Bob. I love Bob since
Mr. Show.
Like, I mean, but I think the premise of what I feel that show would be is kind of just so not what I want.
Yeah, it's not Breaking
Bad. I'd rather Saul die in Breaking Bad than live on in Saul Goodman.
I don't think Bob Odenkirk should even be in that show.
No, he's great.
He's fantastic as Saul Goodman.
He plays a scummy lawyer.
Okay.
Like, you could actually...
I can see him being a scummy lawyer.
And he plays the scummiest lawyer, and he's great. He's phenomenal.
That's all of you.
It's actually one of my favorite characters on the show. So,
like the midget in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Tyrion. Love that guy. Anyway, so the season final 8 episodes begin this Sunday. I guess whenever this goes up.
Well, it's going to be a good week. That and Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels is a totally underrated show that everyone should watch. That show is great.
It is What's a really good show.
Mr. Bohannon.
It's about the railroad. The
building of the railroad.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The, you know. East
Coast. Bunch of Asians building a railroad.
Gotcha. No, I mean, they haven't got to that yet.
Yeah, it's a lot of slaves at this point, and it's about this guy.
Ex-slaves.
Ex-slaves. And it's about this guy who's kind of overseeing it. And
he has a backstory where something happened to him during the war that you don't
During the Civil
really
War, his
know.
Wife got killed.
Yeah, wife or child.
Both. His wife and kid got killed, and he's hunting for the guys who did it, and he just kind of finds himself building this railroad while tracking down the guys who killed his family.
Common's it's really good in it.
Really fucking good. Really good show.
I'm a hunt him down, and I'm a build shit.
Great two seasons. That second season, I started off a little like, I don't know if I'm still into it. And by like 4 episodes in, I was like, I cannot wait.
As long as it's the type of show where they don't like tell the story, but like get halfway through the story and like, oh, we're canceled.
No, this season 3.
No, AMC takes care of their entities.
They're, pretty much, they're still showing The Killing, and nobody likes that show.
Actually, they're not. It's a Netflix.
Oh, Netflix took it over?
It got canceled on AMC, and it's reborn on Netflix.
Good, like My Name is Earl.
Yeah, good
Fuck
on you,
you,
Netflix. I love Netflix so much for what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Well, that's
they
the...
should definitely be a network. They should definitely
they are their own network.
No, no, no. I mean, they should be the point where they're 100% a conglomerate network. No,
I like the way they are right now.
They're perfect.
They're going to go for
all it. All their shows are great.
Yeah, definitely.
All their
Any
shows
show the cult following has
that
a second
Orange
life
Black
on Netflix.
Yeah. Or their original programming is great. House of Cards.
That Orange and...
Orange is the New Black.
Was that
really good?
Was that show about like monsters any good? It was like, what was it called?
Oh, that one. Oh, Lou, you saw that. What was it called?
It's called... oh, jeez, I can't think of it.
Longmire?
No. That's a great show.
That's another show.
It's,
what was the fucking Netflix one?
But you know what? A little too much child sex stuff.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that, Liz.
It made me super uncomfortable for
TripleD.com.
Kids talk about sex so much.
Yeah, you said it was a little like teenagers talking about blowjobs. So
sounds like the movie Kids.
You just blow on it, you know.
Hey, Brian, how are we doing on time, by the way?
$1:30.
All right. I say we call it a day.
All right.
What about you guys?
I told it. 3:50.
What do you say we all go downstairs and we check on Maurice? Our killer spider
Maurice.
From Mars.
Yo, that is a fucking giant, man. I've never seen a spider on Long Island that big.
I'm betting he got out.
I hope he got
he
out.
He ripped his way out.
He probably left the note.
He eats tinfoil.
It was a tiny layer of tinfoil that you already broke hole.
But he couldn't climb out of the mason jar.
No, he actually cannot climb glass.
Really? No, spiders can't climb glass or plastic, I've learned.
But he probably got... He probably tipped that thing over and left you a note, like, sleep with one eye open.
If he's definitely slammed...
I'm coming for you.
If he's like, I'm gonna slam into this wall, he would definitely knock that jar over. So, he's big enough for that. Yo, people, 3.5-inch spider wide.
Yo, come down to the Pan Black Studios with your bug and let's fight.
To go with Lippy's earlier measurement that I don't think we recorded, but he's 2 balls big.
Two balls.
Clearly, 2 testes large.
Two stones.
If you have a big bug, come down to Pan Black Studios and we'll fight.
We'll fight Pokemon style.
Pokemon.
Maurice, I choose you. All right, let's call it.
Maurice, so scared of
spiders.
Catch him. Oh. All
right, I guess we should.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
Pokemon. I won't leave you hanging, Libby.
Choo!
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Visit paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Send us whatever you want us to talk about. Visit our website, paintitblackcomics.com. We will be at New York City Comic Con at the Jacob Javits Center the weekend of October 10th. Once again, we didn't bring the booth number, but we're there.
Pig Rose, Brian Katz, October 10th.
Did you kill our mics?
Not yours.
Oh, nice. I love this. I can now talk about whatever I want. Lippy, shut up.
Pig Rose, Brian
Lou,
Katz.
Shut up. Brian, your mic's on, right?
And now it is. All right.
I just like you, Brian.
Get through your outro. And let's go.
All right. Like us on Facebook and tell a friend if you enjoy listening to us. And write a review on iTunes. it actually makes a difference if you do that. And listen to our other shows, Disenfranchised, starring Mr. Brian Katz, Sports Show, along with a lot of Paint of Black regulars, and A-Squad, our video game show, also a lot of Paint of Black regulars showing up there, where we talk about video games. And he's still trying. And that's it. So for myself, Pete Berg, for Brian Katz, Lou Figueroa, and the crazy Lippy, close the door behind you.